Young explorers discuss the solar system.
Hey, everybody. Look at what Mrs. Dax helped me find in the library.
Wow, those books look great. I loved looking at pictures of space.
Me too. It's amazing to think that all those objects are out there when it looks like just a bunch of white dots to me.
It's amazing how much more we can see when we're not in the city. During the summer, I go to visit my grandparents in a small village. We can see millions more stars there.
Wow, I would love to see that, Salima. We can see some stars in Chiang Mai, but the city has lots of lights on at night, so the stars are harder to see.
Did you guys notice that some of these books have different information in them?
Yeah, I did. This book says there are 9 planets, but this other book says there are only 8.
What happened? Did one of them get blown up or fly away?
No, Gustavo, it's nothing like that.
Then what happened?
I'm not sure. This book says that Pluto is a planet, but this one doesn't include it in the list.
So what happened to Pluto? We know it didn't explode, like Gustavo thinks, so why is it off the list?
Well, let's keep reading and we'll probably find out.
Look at these pages about Saturn. This one says it has 18 moons, but this one says there are more than 60.
Well, astronomers are always discovering more things, and the book with the higher number is newer, so they must have found a bunch of new moons.
Astronomers are always working on inventing better telescopes. They don't use just the ones that need light to create the images for our eyes to see. They also have ones that use radio waves and even X-rays to create images.
There are telescopes orbiting Earth and spacecraft traveling to the far planets that can take pictures too. I think they must have seen the extra moons.
It's great to know that there are always more things to be discovered. That way we know there will still be things for us to find when we get older.